Today, from the Ohio Newsroom, the hidden dangers of IV drug use.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes. But not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world. Support comes from Ohio CASA. Ohio CASA's mission is to ensure children experiencing abuse and neglect have a caring, trained adult in their corner. Information about CASA volunteer work is at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. When people think about the dangers of intravenous drug use, overdose is usually the first risk that comes to mind. But after examining used needles, a team of researchers at Bowling Green State University has identified another, less visible threat, a drug-resistant fungus that can cause serious infections. Hans Wildschut led the study, and he joins us. Hi, Hans.
Hi, Kendall.
So you analyzed 50 hypodermic needles from a Lucas County syringe exchange program. What did you find?
Yeah, so I mean, our goal was to identify the drugs and the microbes in there. We found your common things such as opioids, but we also found some startling things which we didn't think, such as some tranquilizers, including xylazines. So that was pretty alarming to us. And then we also wanted to identify the microbes. So we found things which we would expect because they're injecting the drugs through their skin. So we would expect to find skin microbes, which we did, but we also found some opportunistic pathogens and Candida, which is a fungus. It causes thrush, which is a fungal infection on your tongue. You can imagine if you're injecting the microbes, if you're injecting a pathogen in there, that certainly, I mean, our sort of idea for this work was if the drugs don't kill you, the microbes might, because they can be very serious. And if you're injecting those directly into your vein, that's a problem.
Yeah, so this discovery of Candida sounds pretty scary. Many people are already aware of the dangers sharing needles can pose through HIV, hepatitis. What threat does this fungus pose?
Candida is an emerging fungal pathogen, and cases have been arising in the past, I don't know, 10 years or so. And the idea is that they're adapting to warmer temperatures. So with global warming, they're being able to survive at higher temperatures, which is required to survive in us because our body temperature is higher. So traditionally, sort of these fungi have infected reptiles and animals that have a lower body temperature. So it's a serious problem because, you know, we really haven't had fungal infections be a problem in the past.
And how do you treat an infection of this kind? What does that look like?
If you have a bacterial infection, there's over 100 different antibiotics, and that's a problem too, where, I mean, bacterial pathogens are evolving drug resistance. But with the fungal pathogens, there are only a handful of antifungal medications. I think there's 10 or 12. And of those, these Candida are evolving resistance to those as well. If you're healthy, you're fine, you fight it off. But, you know, for immunocompromised people, and because of the nature of their habit, they're not sleeping well, they're not in good health. And if you're injecting this thing directly into your bloodstream, it certainly can kill you. And they're starting to notice an increase in fungal infections and bacterial infections among drug users as well.
Now that we know this is an issue, what can be done to help? Is there any way to protect against these infections?
This study sort of pivoted our research to go towards antifungal drug discovery. So we're doing that. I think there will be more because the federal agencies, the NIH, and other agencies, they are becoming aware of this, and they're trying to allocate some of their funding to this research as well. So hopefully people will start, trying to become aware of this problem and try to, you know, lean towards antifungal drug discovery.
Hans Wildschut is a researcher at Bowling Green State University. Thank you so much for sharing your findings.
Thank you, Kendall. Thanks for the invitation.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.